Hello and welcome back. On day four of the commercial loan process mini e-course, you learned all about the required third-party reports such as appraisal, environmental, and title commitment, and how different lenders are appropriate for different needs. So in this bonus, I'm going to answer this question. How do I know which is the best lender for my needs? Okay, so first of all, it's important to identify what in fact those needs are. What exactly do you need? Okay, so I'm going to give you some examples. You learned in day two that some lenders are willing to accept a lower debt service coverage ratio in order to make the deal work. So do you need a lender who accepts lower debt service coverage ratio? It depends on the property that you're purchasing, doesn't it? Okay, on the bonus recording for day two, you also learned about stated and hard money lenders. Okay, they specialize in working with folks who have less than perfect credit or have negative income reported on their tax returns. Do you fit that profile? Less than perfect credit or negative income reported on your tax returns? If so, then you may need to look at a stated or hard money lender. On day four, you learned that there are lenders who specialize in hard-to-place environmentally sensitive deals and properties such as gas stations and dry cleaners. Okay. Also, some lenders have a minimum loan requirement of $1 million or more, while others have a minimum loan requirement of only $100,000 or more. So it really depends, ultimately, on what your needs are. Okay, so let's say that you have a commercial property that's cash flowing at 1.25 debt service coverage ratio. And again, we learned how to calculate debt service coverage ratio on day two. Okay, so you've got a property cash flowing at 1.25 debt service coverage. You have A+ personal credit scores. Your loan amount is high enough, and your income is high enough. If you meet those four requirements, then you can likely walk into your local bank of choice, fill out an application, and walk out with a pre-approval letter. And let me not fail to mention that as long as you have enough cash reserves and or down payment. Okay. And even though, you know, you can go to your local bank, you know, don't expect to walk out that day with a pre-approval letter. It can take them anywhere between 1 to 3 weeks to send you a pre-approval letter. Okay, but the point is, as long as you can meet those criteria, as mentioned in day two and the things I mentioned here, you can pretty much guarantee that, well, you know, there's no guarantees, but you can pretty much, you know, be confident that you'll get pre-approved. Okay, but what if your story isn't picture perfect? What if, you know, maybe you have some credit issues or the property has challenges? You know, this is where our expertise really comes into play. So if you or the property have any of the typical problems that we see here every day, it would be in your best interest to use our expertise to your advantage. In our pre-application consultation program, we do a full review of you and the prospective property, and we'll consult with you, you know, and really help you to find and understand how the lender will view you and which is the best type of lender to approach for your specific deal. Okay, so to get started then, go ahead and press 2 now and leave a message requesting the pre-application consultation program. And we want to thank you for listening. We look forward to speaking to you soon. In the meantime, I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow on day 5 of the 7-day commercial loan process mini e-course. See you there.